Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, family? Listen, y'all already know it's your boy, Minister Bernard Merrill from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Recently, I shared with you all last year that I transitioned from Philadelphia to Chicago. So I am in Chicago. I still rep my city, Philadelphia, born and raised. So got to give my city a shout out. I'm just so grateful to be on tonight. Y'all already know it's a new year, a new decade. And so what does that mean? That means new blessings, new beginning, new opportunities, new growth, new increase, new intentions, new focus, new goals, everything being made new. And so we are excited. We thank God for Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank God for Pastor Toy. We thank God for just every messenger that is a part of the Purpose Kingdom Network family. We just thank God for the obedience, for the faithfulness, for the commitment, for the diligence that takes place on Purpose Kingdom Network. And we give God all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise in Jesus' name. And so it's another episode of By Faith We Good, for we walk by faith and not by sight, an hour of faith-building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all of God's children unto him. And so we have a new topic that the Lord has given me that I'm going to be speaking on tonight and sharing with you all. We closed out last year on By Faith Be Good. We closed out with confirming the importance of faith. And so we were going through a lot of the scriptures that God had gave me through the Holy Spirit from his word, and we were going through the scriptures and confirming why it is important to have faith. It is so important that we have faith. Faith is necessary. Faith is mandatory. We've got to have faith, especially in these day and times. We have to have faith so that God's word can be manifested in our lives. We have to know what faith is, and even in order to have faith, being fully assured, being fully convinced, fully persuaded that God is who he says he is, that he's the creator of the universe, that his word is true, that faith is a formula for the fourth manifestation of God's word. And so we come together tonight. The word of the Lord says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is being certain of what you do not see. Faith is knowing that God is in control and that your victory is already guaranteed, is already won. And so you can press forward victoriously knowing that God is always with you and he's by your side and he will always have you covered. And so tonight, as we press forward in this new year and this the start of this new decade, I am going to open up in prayer, and we're just going to continue to press forward in confirming the importance of faith. And so tonight's topic that the Lord has given me is God can, God will restore by faith. I know a lot of us in this new year, we have a lot of goals, we have a lot of aspirations, we have a lot of things that we want to accomplish, some things and that we want to achieve, whether if it's going back to school, whether if it's releasing a song, if it's writing a book, if it's starting a business, if it's getting a promotion or a financial increase or getting your own home, getting a new car, starting a ministry, whatever it is that you desire and whatever it is God has laid on your heart to do, whatever he's assigned to you to do, the purpose he's assigned to you to fulfill, we're going to come together and believe by faith that it is so in Jesus' name. But most importantly, we are going to come together and decree and declare that we're going to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. And so as we walk by faith and not by sight, we want to have a desire for God more than anything else, knowing that when we put God first, everything else that he has promised will take place. And so even in this new year, it is so important that we walk by faith and not by sight, meaning we walk by faith. We walk according to what God says in his word. We don't walk according to how a situation looks. We don't get frustrated. We're not created to worry. We're not created to be stressed out. We're not created to be dealing with anxiety and depression and negative thoughts and suicidal thoughts. And although those things take place, God has given us power and authority to break out of those bad habits, to break out of those times where we feel like we can't press forward. God has given us strength. He's given us power and authority to speak our way out of every situation, to overcome every obstacle and every challenge, every trial and every tribulation. God has given us everything we need to succeed, to be successful, to stand firm, and to be great for him. And so as we press forward in this new year, we are going to come together and get in position for what God wants to do through and for us. And so he gets all the honor, the glory, and the praise, and that others around us will see the good works and give him all the honor, the glory, and the praise, and will be drawn closer to him. So I'm going to go ahead and open up in prayer, and we're going to get right into it. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. We bless your name, God. We thank you. We honor you. We worship you. We bless your name, God. You are amazing, God. We are so grateful because it is another beautiful, blessed day that you have blessed us to see, allowed us to see, positioned us to see. You blessed us to see this day because you got work for us to do. You blessed us to see this day because you ain't through with us yet. You blessed us to see this day because you still got promises you want to fulfill in our life. You blessed us to see this day, God, because you're getting ready to do a greater work in us. You blessed us to see this day, God, because you are just so good, so amazing, so phenomenal. We thank you. You are so incredible, God. We owe you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. We come together tonight to be in agreement for what you want to speak through me. Father, we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. We come together tonight to get in position to get fed spiritually through your word so that we are equipped to press forward by faith victoriously in Jesus' name. Be with each and every individual that is under the sound of my voice. Father, be in the midst of every home. Be in the midst of every job. Be in the midst of every school, every car, every plane, every train, every bus. Those who are traveling, wherever it's raining, wherever it's snowing, wherever the weather condition is, Father, we pray that you be in the midst in Jesus' name. Cover your children tonight and be with us as we position ourselves to receive your word, to press forward in this new year for all that you have in store and want to do through us in the earth. And so we thank you, we love you, we honor you, we bless your name. It is in Jesus' name, the name that is above every name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, the name that has all power. In Jesus' name, the name that is greater than all the earth. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, the name Jesus, that whosoever believes in him, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We thank you for your great name. We love you. And we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for who he is, family. Sometimes when I pray, you know, I get a little carried away. I get a little excited. I get a lot of excited because I'm so grateful for who God is. And, you know, when your relationship with Jesus Christ is really personal and you know, just really intimate, and you just really can position yourself to really just think about who God is to you, what he's done for you, situations he brought you out of. When you just think about times when you really experience who God is for yourself, You have no choice but to get excited and give God some praise. Even in tough times, we still give God all the honor, all the glory, and the praise because he's so real, he's so alive, and he promised in his word that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He'll never abandon us. He'll never let us fail. He'll always be with us, and he'll always give us the victory that is already won in Jesus' name. So let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5. And the focus verses are chapter 5, verse 10 and 11. But we're going to start from verse 1. We are going to start from verse 1 and read the word of the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 5. And this is a well-known passage. It's a well-known verse. I know all of God's children love all of his words. But these are also one of those verses that just hits home for us. One of God's promises, many promises that we can position ourselves to expect to be fulfilled in our lives. And so it says in 1 Peter chapter 5, I'm going to read verse 1 to 11, and verse 10 and 11 is our focus verses. It says it's going to be our key verses. So it says, the elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. It says, neither as being lords over God's inheritance, but being in samples, right, to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Ye, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. It says, so be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, this is good news, y'all, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And so I'm going to go to the New Living Translation. I'm going to read it very quickly. I'm going to take my time because I don't want to move too fast because I want you to hear what's being said. But I'm going to read the New Living Translation. It says, and now a word to you who are elders in the churches. It says, I too am an elder and a witness to the sufferings of Christ. And I too will share in his glory when he is revealed to the whole world as a fellow elder. I appear to you. Care for the flock that God has entrusted to you. Come on, God has assigned us to some people, right? We got some people under our care. Some of us are in leadership, and God has given us a responsibility that we should not be taken lightly, but let's move forward. It says, watch over it willingly, not grudgingly, not with what you will get out of it. Come on now. But because you are eager to serve God. So we can't always position ourselves to do what God has assigned us to do just because of what we're going to get out of it. Come on, God has made promises that are guaranteed. So we already know he's going to make sure we got our needs met, we're covered, we're protected, and so forth. But we got to stay focused on the assignment. Amen. Verse 3, it says, don't lord it over the people assigned to your care, but let them be your own good example. But lead them by your own good example. So we got to set the right examples and put forth the right influences, right? All right. So when we position ourselves to follow the leading of Jesus Christ and to do what God has assigned us to do, we got to make sure, we got to check ourselves. We got to do an assessment and make sure that there's no hidden agendas, no hidden motives or hidden secrets, or we're not doing things just because of what we're going to get out of it, or act a certain way just because of the title or the position we have. But we really want to stay focused and be and function the way that God has created us to, and so that he gets the glory. And verse 4, let's move forward. It says, and when the great shepherd appears, you will receive a crown of never-ending glory and honor. In the same way, you who are younger must accept the authority of the elders. We always got to be respectful for those who are over us. Amen. It says, all of you dress yourselves in humility as you relate to the elders, as you relate to one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Verse 6, so humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time he will lift you up in honor. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Verse 8, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. It says, he prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him. Be strong in your faith. Very important. And be strong in your faith. Remember that your family of believers all over the world is going through the same kind of sufferings you are. So we got to remember that, you know, sometimes we feel alone when we go through situations. We feel like we're the only ones going through tough times, or we feel like we're the only ones that can't seem like we can't press forward. That's not true, because everybody has their moments of difficulty. Everybody has their moments of challenges. But the good news about it is God has equipped all of us to win. God has equipped all of us to be successful, to succeed, to overcome, to be victorious in Jesus' name. So we don't have to deal with jealousy. We don't have to deal with envy or malice or hatred, or be competitive, trying to compete with one another. We got to be for one another and not against one another, praying for one another and not praying on one another, setting the right examples, putting forth the right influences, giving God all the glory, to know that God created trillions of people in this world. Trillions of people in this world. God created each and every last one of us, and the same great things he has in store for us, he has in store for each and every individual in this world. That's how great our God is. So verse 10, it says, in his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So after you have suffered a little while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation. All power to him forever. Amen. So let's talk about restoration, right? God can, God will restore by faith. Restoration, also known as restoring. Restoration means the action of returning something to a former owner, place, or condition. Can I say that again? Restoration means the action of returning something to a former owner, place, or condition. That's good news. One more time. Restoration means the action of returning something to a former owner, place, or condition. God can, God will restore. And that's the good news tonight. We got to get in faith and make sure our faith is strong in God, because God wants to restore everything you lost. God wants to restore your peace, your joy, your strength. God wants to restore the car you lost. He wants to restore your home. He wants to restore your dignity. He wants you to be confident in who you are. He does not want you to be insecure. He does not want you to lack confidence. Does not mean that we have a right to be arrogant. No, we don't want to be arrogant. We want to remain humble. But God wants us to be confident in who he is. God wants us to be confident in what he has assigned us to do. God is always with us and will always have us covered. God can, God will restore. He's going to open doors for you to go back to school. He's going to open doors for you to start the business. He's going to open doors for you to start the ministry. He's going to open doors and always prepare the way and make it possible for you to be exactly who he created you to be, in Jesus' name. And so in 1 Peter chapter 5 shares that at times we will all suffer, but God will restore us. It's a promise that God will restore his people to a better place. Come on. It's a promise that God will restore his people to a better place. That in spite of what you are or may go through, in spite of what you've lost, in spite of situations, God is faithful. And he will perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Come on. Repeat this after me. God's going to make me whole in Jesus' name. Come on. He's going to make my family whole. Mm-hmm. He's going to make my finances whole. Mm-hmm. Everything about me, God is going to make me whole. Come on. Those of you who've been hurt, he's going to mend your broken heart. Yes, he is, in Jesus' name. Come on. Those of you who've been wrestling with the thoughts in your mind, he's going to give you a sound mind. Come on. He's going to regulate your mind. Why? Because God is a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Come on, somebody. We are talking about the God of restoration. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about God who's in control. I'm talking about the only true living God. I'm talking about the only wise God, our Savior, the glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. Who is he? His name is Jesus, and he reigns supreme. He got all power in his hands. Come on, who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. Come on. I'm getting excited. Let me take my time. All right. All right. So God will make sure that we have a firm foundation that will make us steadfast and unmovable. Mm-hmm. Can I say that again? God will make sure that we have a firm foundation that will make us steadfast and unmovable. Come what may, at times, God will allow you to go through it, but he will never leave you in it. Come on, God may allow you to go through something, but he'll never leave you in it. Where God leads you in life, can you just download this into your spirit? I just want you to download this. I want you to grasp to what I'm about to say right now. Where God leads you in life is always greater than where you've been. God can, God will restore. Write that down wherever you are. Where God leads, put your name right there. Where God leads Bernard in life. Where God leads Pastor Toy in life. Where God leads Brother Rob in life. Where God leads us in life. It's always greater than where we've been. God will, God can restore in Jesus' name. So God has a plan for healing and restoration. And he chooses to use imperfect people like you and me to help restore those who fall away. Come on. Come on. Because that's something that we kind of lack doing nowadays. We get so caught up in ourselves, or sometimes because of the situation that comes our way, we get caught up in our own situations and focusing on our problems and not our purpose. But we're supposed to focus on our purpose and not our problems. And I'm going to say that again. God has a plan for healing and restoration, and he chooses to use imperfect people like you and me, right, to help restore those who fall away. And that's why in the word of God, what he says in Chronicles, he said, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and turn from the wicked ways and seek my face, then he will heal the land. God wants to restore family. God wants us to fulfill his God wants us to experience his promises. Why? Because God is not a man that he should lie, nor his son having to repent. If he said it, it is so. God does not make a promise and renege on it. God never changes. He remains the same. His love is unconditional, never ending, and always available. Unfailing love he has for us that he extends to us daily at all times of the day throughout our entire life. And so we have to focus on our purpose and not our problems. So sometimes, you know, you may feel as if God has deserted you and left you to fend for yourself. Sometimes you feel like that. We all feel like that. I felt like that at times in my life. I had a moment, and can I just be transparent? Because I'm going to be an example. I'm going to be obedient to the Spirit of God, and I'm going to be transparent. Because I had a time in my life where I was going through a struggle. I was going through a tough time, and I got mad. I got mad, and so I got up, and I put my coat on, and I went to go take a walk. It was nice during this time. It was like the summertime, like late spring, early summer, and I went to go take a walk. So I felt like if I take a walk, I would feel better. And I kind of expressed myself, you know. I was real with God because we serve a real God. God is a real God, so that means we can be real to him. We can express how we feel. And that same way that we express how we feel, you better position yourself for what God is going to say once you say what you're going to say. And so I positioned myself. I was walking, and I said, and I felt some type of way. I said, Lord, I'm studying your word. I said, Lord, I'm studying your word. Your word says, asking ye shall receive, knocking the door shall be opened, seeking ye shall find. I said, Lord, your word says you have not because you ask not. God, I've been asking, and I ain't seeing nothing. I ain't receiving nothing. What's going on here? God put me right in my place. He checked me. He said, Bernard, if you use what I've already given you, you'll reap from it. He said, everything you need, you already got it. Everything you need, I've already installed in you. I've already equipped you. I've already qualified you. I've already approved you. I've already anointed you. I've already given you everything you need. If you take what I've given you, the gifts, the talents, the knowledge, the wisdom, if you take it and press forward and be productive and proactive, you'll succeed. You'll reap from it. And not only will you reap from it, you'll experience restoration. Not only will you experience restoration, but the people around you will be blessed. Not only will the people around you be blessed, but I'm going to get the glory because everybody that's around you are going to be drawn closer to me. God can, God will restore in Jesus' name. And so that's why it's so important that we have to focus on our purpose and not our problem. You know, times you may feel like your heart is aching so much that you wonder if the pain will ever stop. Your heart may ache sometimes that you feel like, is the pain going to ever stop? Well, the Lord sent me on Purpose Kingdom Network tonight to let you know God not only knows, he cares, and he is the God of all grace. He is the God of all grace. His grace is sufficient and available and is more than enough. Come on. In Jesus' name, we are people who have trouble. Yeah. We are people who have trouble. There is one thing for sure in our lives, and that is we will have trouble. Yep. God never promised we wouldn't have trouble. What he promised is he would never leave us nor forsake us. Sometimes we feel some type of way just because of the situations that we deal with. Sometimes we feel like we ain't never supposed to deal with no type of situations. And don't get me wrong, because as I've learned and grew and still growing and still learning, as I study in the Word of God, I recognize now through the Holy Spirit that not only myself, but all of us, we have so much power. I mean, God has revealed so much revelation in his word that we are so powerful that we are forced to reckon with. And so when you do get in God's word, yes, and you tap into who you really are, who he's created you to be, when you really tap into having faith, guess what? I got some good news for you. You can function in God's abilities. You can function like Christ in the earth. And so when situations do come our way, then, yes, we have the power to change it immediately. We can speak those things that be not as though they were. We can declare the word of the Lord by faith, and it will change and manifest right before our eyes in Jesus' name. So just because situations take place in our life doesn't mean we have to compromise or conform to the situation. It doesn't mean we have to accept the situation. It means we have to rise up. See, times are difficult are not times for us to give up. Times of difficulties are opportunities for us to grow. Come on. Times of difficulties are opportunities for us to learn. Times of difficulties are opportunities for us to get closer to God, to seek him. Because if y'all really want to be real, come on, some of us really don't seek God until we're going through something. Some of us really don't seek God as much as we're supposed to until something happens in our midst, until something takes place. And then now, because we're in a tough situation, oh, Lord, I need you. God is saying, I got you right where I want you. And let me correct this. God is not being mean. God is not saying, oh, I can do what I want just because I'm in control. Yes, God is sovereign. He does what he wants, when he wants, how he wants. But the fact of the matter is God is not being mean to you. He just wants your attention. He just wants your attention. And I've always said, as I've grew and still growing and still learning. I've always said to myself, I said, if I can avoid going through a situation just by focusing on God, then that's what I'm going to do. There's some situations that some of us is going through just because of the simple fact that God wants our attention. So he got to allow you to go through some things. He got to break you down. He got to take you through the valley just so you can recognize who's in control. And so we have to stay focused and know that if there's some situations that we can avoid just by staying focused on God, just by studying his word, then guess what? That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to go through situations just because I want to be disobedient and don't want to listen or don't want to stay focused or committed to the yes that I've given God. Come on, God created us to win. He created us to be victorious. He created us to be able and equipped us to change our environment. And that's why when you get into the word of God, when you really start meditating and reading and learning the word of God and God's beginning to show you revelation, guess what? What happens? You can tap into the spiritual realm. And as soon as you tap into the spiritual realm, then guess what happens? You're fully alert. You're fully aware. There's nothing that can come against you. There'll be no surprises. You will not be caught off guard because you're in the spirit realm. And guess what happened? Everything that happens in the spiritual realm supports what takes place in the natural. So when things take place in the natural, it's no coincidence because it already happened in the spirit. And so that's why you got to get in the spirit so that you already know what's taking place before it takes place in the natural. So as soon as the enemy tries to plot against you or scheme or cause ruckus in the midst of your family, you can step right up and declare the word of God. Come on. You can step right up and make sure your faith is active and activated and strong so that he cannot come against you. Why? Because faith is our shield. Faith is just not a frontward shield. Faith is our body armor. When you're in faith, everything about you is covered in Jesus' name. And the Lord sent me on here tonight to let you know that God can, God will restore by faith. Come on, it's a new year, and it's our time to position ourselves for all the new things God wants to provide, all the new things God wants to do through and for us in Jesus' name. God said, God never said that we wouldn't have trouble, but guess what? He equipped us to handle the trouble. Yeah, God never said we wouldn't have trouble, but he equipped us to handle the trouble. All right? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. I'm excited, family. God promised to take care of all of our needs, and he is the great provider. Yes, he is. We can all think of things and events that happen in our lives that reflect God's love towards us. Why? Because he cares for us. Like, for example, the fact that you woke up this morning, he cares for us. Come on, all of us woke up this morning. God loves us. The Bible says that he loves us with an everlasting love. Come on, in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3, we are creatures of habit. Yes, we are. We tend to think we are strong and that all we have to do is roll our sleeves up and try harder. And yes, we have to put in time and effort. And yes, we have to sow financially. Yes, this is good, but it's not that the plan of God. That's not all of God's plan. Yes, never give up. I agree. Never get up and put in the work. But let me tell you something. Sometimes situations come our way, and as we put in the work, we have challenges, and it may not seem easy, but guess what? God makes it easy. All we got to do is live according to his word and stay focused. Sometimes we feel like situations need to be handled a certain way. No. Stop leaning to your own understanding and go to God. I told you last year during the month of December and November that renewing your mind, give it to me, Holy Ghost, renewing your mind is knowing to go to God because that's the first order of business. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That's how you press forward, family. Renewing your mind is knowing to go to God because you know that's the first order of business. When situations arise, you go to God. You dwell with him in prayer. You seek him. You declare for God to have his way over the situation. Then you get into the word. You can declare the word over the situation. Go to God. get into his word and let the Lord lead you to know that he's going to lead you to victory. All right? And so in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10 and 11, it says, "And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen." So this means we really need to not grieve though we suffer. And that's what this means. We do not really need to grieve though we suffer. Yes, we can have our moment. We are human. We are in the flesh. We got feelings and emotions. And so we have our moment, but we got to recognize who's in control. God himself will restore and make us strong, firm, and steadfast, for we are weak and he alone is mighty. Right? His power, what he said in his word, he's strong in our weakness. That's why Paul said, "I can boast in my weakness because I know God is made strong." Come on. When you feel like you're weak and when you're going through a tough time, you should be happy because you know God is strong. Come on. When situations come your way, you can be happy because you know God is about to move. God is about to show up. He's about to show himself. He's about to fulfill his promise in your life. When you have strong faith, come on, in the book of Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, I believe 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, it says his word is at work in those who believe. So when you know who God is and you're in faith and you have a situation that come your way, you should get excited. I know it ain't easy all the time. Come on. I know it ain't easy because some of us are still learning how to deal with situations. Some of us are still growing. We all are still growing. We all are still learning. But we got to recognize as you grow and as you learn, at some point, God is not you. At some point, you get to a stage where you don't have to be a babe in Christ anymore. Come on. The growth should take place where you should mature in Christ. And when a situation takes place, you already know what to do. Go to God and renew your mind with him because that's the first order of business. The first order of business. And so when situations come our way, we can be excited because we know God is strong. He's stronger than we are. We know that our strength comes from him. He's our strength and strength like no other. Come on, God is greater than all the earth. Y'all know what I'm getting ready to say. Because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated ever in life. In Jesus' name. And so we press forward by faith. Why? Because God can, God will restore. God will always restore. All right? This means so we get excited. God himself will restore and make us strong, firm, and steadfast, for we are weak, and he alone is mighty. Come on. We should, however, resist the devil when he seeks to devour us with various temptations, such that we can be found worthy. Nevertheless, it's not by might, neither by strength, but by God's power through the Holy Spirit. All right? When the enemy tries to come against you, you know you can go to God because he's going to give you power to defeat the enemy. And the thing is, we already possess it. Everything that we request from God through prayer is already available. He's already set it up. He set provisions in place. God, it says in the book of Isaiah, he's gone before us and prepared the way. He's made the crooked places straight. God has already given us the victory. It's a fixed fight. Come on, we've already won. And the thing is, we be binding Satan, and Satan is already defeated. Satan has no power. He has no authority. He has no dominion. He has no jurisdiction over God's children. He can only do what you allow him to. If Satan is taking root in your life and disrupting your life, that's because you are allowing him to. Get into the word of God and declare the word of God by faith and kick him out of your life and kick him out of your home. Kick him away from your finances. Kick him away from your children and make sure he stay away in Jesus' name. Satan has already assigned a person. He tries to assign. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He tries to assign a person to you to devour you. Because when the enemy can't get to you, he'll try to get through you. He'll try to get to you through somebody else to create confusion and unfocus from God's given assignment. Come on. He will use delays to distract and discourage a believer. Your doubt will lead you to be discouraged. In 1 Peter, God gives a remedy for discouragement. Come on, I want you to hear this. Peter walked the water with Jesus and got distracted, right? First lesson is to walk humbly before the Lord. That's the first lesson. We got to walk humbly before the Lord, which means we submit to God's will for our life. Submission to God's will is an act of faith. When we walk in faith, you can expect a promotion. Come on. When you walk in faith, you can expect a promotion. God's timing is perfect. God knows when you are ready and not ready. All his promises are irreversible. Come on, write that down. See, let me tell you something. God said in the book of Habakkuk, he said, write the vision and make it plain. Right? And then it also says in that passage, it says, write it upon tables. It says, he that readeth it shall run. Come on. We got to start writing stuff down. And not only do we got the word of God, but start writing down what you hear when God is speaking through his messenger so that you can obtain it in a time of struggle, so that you can obtain it in a time of difficulty, so that you can obtain it in a time where you feel like stress is coming, so that you can remember what you need to do, so that you can remember who is your source, so that you can remember you already got the victory, so that you can remember God is the God of restoration, that he's going to restore. Come on, it may look like a loss, but he's going to give you back double for your trouble. Come on, it may look like a loss, but he's going to bless you. He's going to exceed your expectation. Why? Because he said in his word in Ephesians 3:20, but the God who can do, now unto him who can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to his power that worketh within us. Right? It also says in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you and shall be a witness unto all his great works. Come on. God's promises are irreversible. You got to write that down. God can, God will restore by faith. God came up. I want you to write this down, family. I'm going to take 2 seconds. Come on, I want you to write this down. I'm going to get you a pen and paper, and I want you to write this down. See, when you write the vision, when you write out what God promised, when you write out what God downloads in you, it has to come to pass. He said, write the vision to make it plain, right? I just want you to write this down so you can always go toward and remember that God is on your side. And so I want you to write this down. God came up with the answer long before the devil came up with the problem. Write that down. God came up with the answer long before the devil came up with the problem. God will allow suffering, but he hasn't abandoned us. All right? He will bring you strength. Why? Because he still and always will love you. And you'll come out stronger in the end. See, what we have to learn is that we must suffer in order for God to work in our lives. How can you know God to be a provider if you never had a need that needed to be met? How can you know God to be a healer if you never needed to be healed? How can you know God to be a deliverer if you were never felt like you were stuck in some mess that you could not get out of, even what you got yourself into? So God allows situations so he can show himself strong on our behalf. What happened to the children of Israel when they got to the Red Sea? He told Moses to raise the staff. He's going to split the Red Sea. He allowed the Egyptian army and Pharaoh to drown so that he can show his power to the children of Israel. Come on, God will allow you to go through a situation so he can get the glory, so he can show himself strong, so he can work in our lives. Peter says that after we suffer, that God will perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. He will begin to mend broken pieces. He will make sure you are stable. God will make sure you have the strength you need to endure. Come on, we're kept to persevere. He will make sure that we have a firm foundation that will make us steadfast and unmovable. We got Jesus, and we should be glad about it. We can depend on him, rely on him, and count on God to show up right on time. Repeat after me. I declare today, come on, you can write it down and repeat after me. And I'm getting ready to do the call to discipleship, but I want to keep going right at this moment very quickly. I want you to repeat after me. And if you can write this down, I want you to write it down and declare it every day of your life. Come on, repeat after me. I declare today that God is able. I declare today that I'm still alive and there's still time for me to see a miracle. Come on, I got faith that God is going to do it. In Jesus' name, and it is so. Come on, you can write that down and declare it. You can come back and listen to it after this broadcast. Write it down. I declare today that God is able, that I'm still alive, and there's still time for me to see a miracle. I got faith that God is going to do it. And it is so, in Jesus' name, amen. Come on, God can, God will restore, in Jesus' name. Family, we serve an amazing God. We serve an amazing God. Come on, I pray that you're just giving God some praise right now where you are and worshiping him for the word that he's given me to share with you all. And so at this time, I just wanted to extend the invitation. There may be somebody who was listening tonight and you just really want better. You want greater. You want your broken heart to be mended. You want your mind to be stable. You want the chaos to cease. You want the struggle to be over. You're sick and tired of being broke. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Always in position feeling like you're handling things on your own. You feel like there's no way out. You feel like it's a new year and things are still the same. Let me tell you the way for everything in your life to change, and that is Jesus Christ. Come on, he's the way, the truth, and the life. It says in the word of the Lord in John 3:16-17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For he sent the Son to the world, not to condemn the world, but so that the world can be saved through him. Let me encourage you right now, because the Lord just told me somebody really needs to hear this. Listen to me clearly. Romans 10:13, it says, whosoever, that means anybody, anywhere, whosoever shall calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It does not matter what your past is. It does not matter where you are today. It does not matter what you've done in your past. It does not matter how old you are. It does not matter the decisions you made, the people you hung around. Call on the name of Jesus by faith. If you call on the name of Jesus by faith, he'll show up for you. He'll rescue you. Call on him, believing in who he is, what he's done, and what he's able to do, and he'll show up for you. I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Just say, Father, forgive me. Father God, forgive me, for I repent of my sins. I've sinned and fallen short of your glory. I accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. Jesus, save me. Come into my heart. Come into my life and stay in my life. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, come into my heart. Come into my life. Stay in my life and have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Family, if you just repeated that prayer after me, if you believe it, you just got saved. And that's all it takes. You just got saved. And this is the first day of the best days of the rest of your life. And there's nothing the enemy can do about it. In spite of the challenges, the obstacles, with God, you'll never be disappointed, because he'll always work everything out for your good, on your behalf, in your favor. In Jesus' name, I love you. God bless you. Listen, I'm going to ask Brother Rob and Pastor Tori to come on for announcements, and then we'll move forward from there.
Yes, real quickly, we're just going to go ahead and do the announcements. And we thank each and every one of you for joining us here on our broadcast of the Purpose Kingdom Network, whether you're listening online or via phone. We broadcast all over the world. No matter where you are, we want to make sure that we have an avenue for you to, if we can, to broadcast to you. And we appreciate your listenership. And we thank you so much. And the one thing to do is make sure that you, we invite you to also not only to find Christ, but to find a Bible, believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary to nurture the word of Christ. And if you can't find it, that's why we're here almost each and every night. We hope you invite your friends and family members to join us for each and every broadcast that we have. And if don't forget that we're here. You want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We are at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello, send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. Also, we're on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We can do the same. We invite you to like us on Facebook. We can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And if you want to go to our direct website that we broadcast, it's going to be www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We can simply type in a show name and host name, and you can hear that show in its entirety at your convenience. We greatly appreciate that. Also, don't forget about us, Morning Word of Inspiration on anchor.com and Anchor FM. You can follow any of our social media pages, where you can follow the link, and you can listen to our morning Word of Inspiration, and that way we hope you also pass that along to a friend. Well, God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us for tomorrow evening at the 8:30 p.m. hour for Self-Expressions, hosted by Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson. And once again, we will have another evening of ministry tomorrow night at the 8:30 p.m. hour. And that's going to be hosted by Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson. We hope you enjoy that show tomorrow evening, and don't forget to invite a friend. And with that being said, this is going to be the end of the announcements, and we're going to turn the show back over to Minister Bernard. And Minister Bernard, before I let you back on, I just want to let you know that you do have a caller.
Amen. You can go ahead and log that caller on. Amen.
Good evening. What up, what up, what up?
What up?
Oh, man. Jesus, I just had to come on because I just say, you know what, y'all, when y'all hear good words, it's like, you got to press one. You just got to press one. I came on with a praise report because I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do, for who you are, for everything that you've been through. Everything, every piece of the word, everything, how you talk about it, how you relate it, and how you give it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I know I'm not speaking for myself, but I will tell you that official 2020, I am officially the owner of my own business. And thank you,
congratulations.
Thank you. It took a long time, but that's why I said what you just did tonight, I said, I have to come on and at least give a confirming word that says, y'all, if you focus on the faith and you switch it up and you understand exactly why you're in where you are, all I can say is to God be the glory. And all God has done is blessed it and blessed it and blessed it. And obedience is just everything. And it's hard for me to do it, but that's what makes it great. So that's what makes it great. Oh, I just wanted to come on and say thank you, thank you, thank you. To God be all the glory. Keep it up, keep it up. Congratulations on your marriage. I didn't get a chance to say something, but you know
thank
now you're
so
in
much.
Chicago, so that means we're on our way. We on our way. I'm on my way. Get it ready because we coming.
Love you so much. Shout out to Sister Adrienne, and we're just so glad for the great things that God is doing in her life and in all of our lives. And come on, that's a time to get excited when we hear the testimony of somebody else. The word of the Lord says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and with the power, with our testimony. So I know I didn't quote that correctly, forgive me, family. But, you know, testimonies give us strength as well. If you're going through a tough time right now, and you just heard her testimony, that's your confirmation that God is still working. And so we don't always have to look at people's testimonies and feel some type of way as if we're left out or God is not going to do it for us, because I feel that in the spirit. At the end of the day, anytime somebody gives a testimony, that's our confirmation to know that God is still working. And if he's doing it for her and if he's doing it for anybody else, he's going to do it for us. And so I'm grateful to be on Purpose Kingdom Network tonight. Shout out to all of my Purpose Kingdom Network family. I love you all. I'm not going to call names because I know I'm probably going to forget some and I don't want nobody to get mad at me. But I love y'all so much. You know who you are, every single last one of you. All right, so let's move forward with this encouragement. Family, if you want to connect with me, you can connect with me at connectwithministermarrow@gmail.com. connectwithmin.marrow@gmail.com. You can send me a prayer request. Let me know what you got going on in ministry. Any way we can connect and work together and give God all the honor, the glory, and the praise together, let's connect. I encourage you to stay tuned to Purpose Kingdom Network. Tune in throughout the week. Every week, there's always a word from the Lord. God has many messengers on Purpose Kingdom Network that God uses each and every one of us mightily. And Pastor Toy is just doing such a great job with this. And we're coming into agreement through prayer for her and her family. We're praying for her. We're declaring victory over her and her family. And we know that God is just getting ready to blow their minds and that things are getting ready to get better right now. Why? Because God can, God will restore, and by faith in Jesus' name. So, family, let us, you know, I just want to say this as I close out. You know, we have to have the mindset to say, I will bless the Lord at all times, because he is the God of restoration. God is at work on your behalf. He intercedes on your behalf. All things are possible with God. You will come out more committed and stronger if you look to God and know you will come out through him. Okay? With God, all things are possible. You'll come out better than when you went in if you stay focused on who God is. Don't take your eyes off Jesus. Life isn't about finding yourself. It's about discovering who God is and who he created you to be. We are because of who God is. So don't give up on God, because he will never give up on you. God got great things in store for you. All you got to do is trust him. No matter what you're going through, God is going to restore you. He's going to restore your job, restore your family, restore your finances. Everything he promised is getting ready to happen in Jesus' name. No matter what tries to come against you, God is going to touch, heal, deliver, strengthen, restore, and make you whole in Jesus' name. And it is so. And there's nothing the devil can do about it. In Jesus' name, God is on our side. Expect God to heal you in Jesus' name, to heal your pain in Jesus' name. God, you may have lost loved one and you're going through a tough time. Know that God is with you. He's going to give you joy. He's going to comfort you and give you his peace that passeth all understanding. Can I just let you know who he is? Come on. He's the Almighty God. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the Amen, the Ancient of Days. He's the Anointed One. He's the beginning and the end. He's the beloved Son of God. He's the Bread of Life. He's the Lamb of God. He's the ultimate comforter. He's a wonderful counselor. He's creator of all things. He's a deliverer. He's Emmanuel, always with us. Come on, God is with us. He's the eternal Father. He's the faithful and true Father of heaven and the earth, finisher of faith. Come on, he's the author and finisher of our faith. He is the Most High God. His name is Jesus. He loves us. He is always with us, and he has us covered. So I want to encourage you, family. Y'all already know. Come on. Press forward. Be encouraged, family. Know that I love you so much. You are not alone. Even when you're by yourself, you're never alone. Come on. Reach out to your family member, and let's come together and pray for and each and everybody, and keep and help each other stay strong and focus on who God is and know that greater is getting ready to happen. I love you. Listen, y'all already know, by faith we good, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Until next time, I'm out. I love y'all. God bless you.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me, I will not lose.
Yeah.